morning and welcome to Talk of the Town. Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guests today, Matt Allison and Jeff Lewis with Licking County Transit. Cloudy skies, some rain this morning, pretty windy as well. Boy, it was windy last night. I don't know what everybody else had, but man, oh man, was there a lot of wind out in Pataskala last night. High today around 54, cloudy tonight, low near 39, and then Thursday, just absolutely beautiful skies. Sunny with a high near 55.
Are we just supposed to ignore your mixed metaphor of sports wearing today?
Well, you know,
you got an NHL shirt on, covered up with a Memorial Tournament vest. What up, homie?
It was early this morning.
Good grief.
That one, and let's go.
Just the top of the clean pile? Is that the way it works?
Let's go,
honey.
Gosh
darn, we're going to have to have a talk with the lovely Mrs. Doney.
No, she's just like, get out of the house. She don't care how I'm dressed. She just throws me out of the house.
Wow. Well, at least we got some guys that are smart enough to be in uniform.
Jeff walked in, he had on that vest, you know, the yellow vest. I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here? And then I remembered, hey, we got transit coming in.
Right on. That's the see-me vest.
There's a lot going on with transit, Matt Allison. You talk about a lot of things. We're running the story earlier today about the Newark's West Main Street. You're doing some different things with the line and frequency of stops. Maybe talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good morning, Dave and Joel. Thank you for having us today. Excited for the developments in transit at Licking County Transit. So like you said, the number one Main Street route is our first fixed route that we launched in July of 2023. And I tell you, when we first launched that route, you didn't know. Was anyone going to ride? How would it be accepted? It has been an overwhelming success. So much so that we are now looking to add frequency to this route. So we're going to go from an hour frequency, you know, so it loops in every hour increments, and we're going to go to 30-minute increments starting November 10th.
So does that mean the drivers are just going to be driving faster? It's like, we know lights 35 miles an hour are also timed for 70, so is that what you're talking about?
No, sir, that is not what we're talking about.
Just want to clarify.
Yeah, thank you for that. But no, it's exciting. A good question, though. But you know, what we have is operators will call in at times and say, you know what, I have so many passengers on the bus, I need help out here. So we have to call for a backup bus to come out. So we've been looking at the data, and we realized between 9:30 and 4:30, Monday through Friday, those are those peak hours when we're having high ridership. So it's time to add in some frequency. So really excited for that. In addition to that, we've launched two routes this year. Mm-hmm. So we launched the Earthworks route, which serves Heath and Newark, launched that in January, and that continues to grow. And then also we launched the Buckeye Lake Hebron route, which is really a long route for us. It's a great distance down there. So we have an express portion in the morning. Then it does a local service to Kroger, to the municipal offices, library, and things of that nature. And then it does a midday trip express back to the connection point at 1717 West Main, back to local service, back to express. So that's kind of a hybrid for us, a new type of service, and really excited for that as well.
You know, Matt, you're adding lines. You're making, you know, quicker with the routes. That means you got to have really good buses, and you got to have really good drivers. How are you set as far as, you know, the actual buses and getting drivers to come on board?
You know, that's really critical for us. So they are the backbone of our system as well. You know, all the team there at Transit, but our operators are something we're very proud of. We've gone from 24 operators in 2022 to we now have 47 operators. With me, I've got Jeff Lewis, really proud of him, but he just does a great job. But we are still recruiting for operators as we continue to grow. You need more operators. So this is kind of a universal challenge within the transit world of having enough operators. But we're proud that we've made great increases, but more to come with that. But
so when you talk about that new operator, is there kind of a cookie cutter, like here is the perfect candidate, or is it kind of across the board?
You know, it's really across the board. We've got a lot of diversity there. We've got folks that have retired and like, hey, you know, I'd like to come back to work. You know, I'm bored sitting at home. I've got my honey-do list. Maybe I better go back and do something. So, you know.
Jeff over here shaking his head.
Give me a break by going and driving a bus.
So you get a little bit of that. You get folks. We've got, you know, some folks that are coming in to make this their first career. And it's really diverse. So we're thankful for that. And I think that makes for a really well-rounded organization as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
All right, Jeff, we'll bring you in. First off, thank you for your service. U.S. Marine, or the Ohio National Guard, I believe.
Thank you.
What drew you to this? I mean, is it just you want to get in a bus and drive fast, like Joel said? Or you want to scare people? Why did you get involved? Nah,
well, I retired about 2 years ago, and I was retired for about 3 months and said, I can't sit in this recliner every day. So I started looking, started doing my training on the 1st of April last year. So I've been driving about a year and a half. I'm always liking to talk to people. So this is a perfect job for it. Mm-hmm. You get a lot of different people on your bus. You get to know them all. And it's just a fun way to spend a day.
So what do you do then? Are you, the deviated fix routes that Matt was talking about? Do you do the on-demand? How often are you working? And is it something that you talked about? You like talking to people. I mean, has it been even better than you thought?
Oh, yes. Let's see. I can't remember all your questions. I drive Monday, Tuesday, and Friday.
Okay.
I usually start at 10:30 and work till 7 o'clock at night. If somebody on one of the fixed routes is off, I fill in for them. But other than that, I usually drive on demand.
Mm-hmm.
Driving a fixed route, you drive 30 miles an hour for 100 miles a day.
Oh, my gosh. You had me up to that point. I don't know.
That was it.
But I got to say, the guys that drive those fixed routes, they really like those routes. And there's people wanting on to get onto those fixed routes. But and it just when you're on demand, you get to go all over the county. You know, you go from where do you go? You go from Pataskala all the way to
side to side
Hanover,
throughout the county. Yeah.
Hebron, you're just all over.
Now, you said you get to know your riders.
Yes.
Do they get to know you, too? I mean, are you more of a listener, or do you share a little bit from behind the scenes as well?
Oh, I like to talk. I like to listen. Yeah.
Here's some good stories, right, Jeff?
I can tell you stories.
Well, this is a family show.
Right.
I mean, we got time. Tell us a story.
Hold on now.
I'll tell you about a lady we pick up outside of Pataskala, and she lives by herself. She's a in her 70s or 80s, and when you go, she comes out with the walker. So I get out and I help her on the bus. Sure. That means I open the passenger door, I get out. Well, her dog got on the bus one day, and then I had to get the dog off before she could get on. And I told her, I said, Dolly can ride with us, but you got to hold her on your lap. Well, Dolly is a St. Bernard, and the lady is a lot smaller.
You hold her, Jeff.
Good luck.
What you should have done was park the bus somewhere and put Dolly in the seat behind the wheel. And look at that over there.
Right.
How hard was it to learn to drive this? Because I know a lot of times folks are like, ooh, I don't know that I can do this. I mean, take us through what it was. Were you a little nervous when you started?
I won't say I was nervous, but I do have to say it takes about 3 weeks to get trained.
Mm-hmm.
You do a week of classroom with computers and learning things. We do a close course where you're backing and doing things with the bus. And then for a week you're riding with an experienced driver, learning how to do it. And then you spend a week of you're driving with an experienced driver with you. I got to say, and I say this all the time, but it sounds kind of corny, but I feel that when I was done with that training, I was a professional driver, and I still feel that way.
Yeah, nothing corny about that. Right. I mean, as the director, you want to hear that. You don't want it to go, man, I had to go home and practice for 10 hours.
You know, that's absolutely what we want to hear. I'll tell you what I've heard from other operators, and especially we have a supervisor who was promoted from an operator position, Carrie.
Yeah.
And she said, it's the best office in the whole county. She said, I'm out here driving around. I get the best views. And she said, I've got the best office window in the whole county. So I think it's a great position, and also about the lives that we're changing. You'll hear these impact stories when you hear people saying, you don't know what this means for me to have transit within this county and how it's changing lives. That's what touches us and moves us. So it's important what we do. So it's not just a job. It's more than that. You're changing lives with transit, and that's heartfelt.
Mm-hmm. Five routes, if I'm not mistaken. You have the two in Newark, 21st in Maine.
Yes.
The Buckeye Lake in Hebron. You talk about Granville, and then the Earthworks, the Heath.
Yes.
Heath one. Are you seeing good ridership on all of those? Obviously, the Newark ones, I think we all understand how that works.
Sure.
You're going to see more there, but I know some folks were with Granville. Well, are they going to need that Granville one? I mean, are you seeing good numbers?
Yeah, you know, I believe we are. And I think here's the thing with transit, and when you study transit, there will be routes that are heavy ridership. We call those ridership routes because they're based upon density and the need. Then you'll have routes that are coverage routes. So they need to be plugged into the network. You may never have that same type of ridership as a Main Street, but it's critical for them to be plugged in. And when you think about transit, a lot of times, let's say it's a prospective student going to Denison, and the parents are there looking at the college and saying, hey, do you have public transit here? If my student needs to ride to get somewhere to maybe the grocery store or, you know, to employment, whatever that looks like. So that's important. Transit may not be needed today, but you may need it tomorrow. It may be needed for your mother, your father, right? So we see good ridership in all these areas. I think it's taken time. Like when we started Main Street, the first couple of weeks, we were seeing 17, 18 people a day on the bus. And a few of those were us. We were out riding too, right? We're pumping the number up. But then it continued to grow and grow and grow. And we continue to set records on that route. So also Earthworks is growing and 21st Street is growing. And then the other ones are fairly new, and I think they will continue to grow. I have faith in that. But it's also about it is there if you need it.
Mm-hmm. No,
I would think, too, Matt, that because you have more and more fixed routes, that on-demand need might be lessening. Is that true?
Man, that's a great point, Joel. So really, when we looked at it, we had what we felt was pent-up demand on the demand response. You know, the door-to-door service that you schedule in advance. We thought that ridership would decrease as we started the routes. We believe with all the marketing we've done, Jess Wiley here is, who is here with us, she's done a great job marketing. So it has not decreased yet. Hmm. What we have seen is our denials have gone down. So when someone calls in and says, hey, can I get a trip tomorrow, next week, whatever that is, in the past, we would have to deny it because we didn't have availability. So that has decreased. But the ridership still has grown on-demand response while it's growing on the fixed routes as well. So we think that was pent-up demand. But at some point, as we continue to build the routes out, yes, you'll see that movement over to fixed routes because it's so flexible. You can hop right on. You don't have to schedule your trip. And we now have 150 bus stops on these routes where we had none just a little over 2 years ago.
150. Wow, that's amazing. Real quick, do you have any numbers as far as ridership?
Sure.
Before we take a break?
Yeah. So on ridership, in 2022, we were just over 62,000 trips taken. 23, we went to 73,000. Last year, we were at 110,000 trips taken. And this year, we are projected to be over 130,000 trips taken, which is a 107% increase in ridership.
Yeah.
So growing.
You'll take that, huh?
We'll take it, yeah.
And free still.
It on the fixed
on the
routes.
Fixed route.
Yes, yeah. And we say it's no fair because we've had great.
Yeah, free's not the right
way. Yeah, no, that's okay, really. But it's our stakeholders. This community has really bought in to this need. And we know that we couldn't do this without the stakeholders. And so we are so appreciative of all of them saying, hey, we'll help out with this. Now, we'll continue to look at that model for the future. But yes, right now it is still free or no fare.
Yeah, yeah, that's fantastic for folks who need that service for sure. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7.
Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley. Our special guests today, Matt Allison and Jeff Lewis with Licking County Transit. Cloudy skies today, chance of rain, high near 54, cloudy tonight, and then for Thursday, sunny with a high near 55. Now, Jeff, I'm just going to come at you with this because, you know, we're getting into winter. How tough is it to drive one of them buses in the winter? And what would you say to other drivers out there as you guys are out there doing your thing? Because you stop a lot, you know, you got to do those things. What do you say to those other drivers?
give us space. Don't hurry and get around us. Give us space and let us do our job. With the snow, of course, just like anybody else, we had to drive slower. But the buses are heavy enough. They normally handle pretty well in this snow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just saying, not a lot of fishtailing, I wouldn't think.
Not on purpose.
Not on purpose. You know what? He's a little sneaky over there. You said you got cameras now.
Oh, yeah.
I'd make sure
keep
one's
an eye on
this,
Jeff.
One's right on this guy right here. I'll tell you that right now.
They probably already do.
Yeah, you said you had some great stories. We talked about the St. Bernard and getting on the bus. But that's what this is all about.
Right, you said,
relationships and helping folks.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's several people that come to mind when I think about my job. Ashley, she lost her car. She didn't have any way to get around for a year. She lives in this neighborhood. But she's been riding on transit since we started.
Mm-hmm.
And she depends on it. She does a good job with it. She knows all the routes. And if I have somebody new on the bus that hadn't been on before and she's on there, I'll say, hey, this is the one to ask you. She's the expert riding these buses. So she's a good one to...
She's like an ambassador.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome.
We've had a fellow named Sean. He takes the transit to work. He wasn't able to get back and forth to work. He lost his... He had a car wreck 6 months ago or so and wasn't able to get a job. So once we started our route going out through Buckeye Lake and Hebron, he found a way to get back and forth to work, got a new job. He's doing well with it. While driving for the warming center one morning last winter, I found a homeless Marine vet and was able to help him get the help he needed. So now he's living somewhere. He's not living on the street anymore. Of course, we take a lot of people to grocery stores, doctor's appointments, job interviews, visiting friends and family.
You know, you mentioned the warming center, and I'm glad you brought that up. You guys do that free of charge as well, right? If folks want to get to the warming center, you'll pick them up and take them?
We do, yeah. That's something that we work together with the community. It's a great group that works together on that initiative. And Jeff volunteers there as well. But, yeah, that's something we offer as a part of transit. And glad to be a part of that. That's meaningful work and very important to our community. So, yeah, thankful for that.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious, Jeff, you know, when somebody's been to the grocery, do you have to help them on with the bags, or is it pretty much what you can carry? That's what you let back on.
They're allowed to carry 3 bags on our bus,
okay,
and they have to be able to hold it on their lap,
okay,
in case, because sometimes the buses get full.
Yeah, so and oranges roll.
They do.
Yes,
that's very true. That's true. Yeah.
You think that rolls? How about a watermelon during summer?
Yeah.
I didn't know where you were going with that. I thought you were going to ask. Looking in bags.
I'm thinking, ooh, little Debbie. I'm hungry.
You know, I mean, we're joking, but I mean, it goes back to what you say. You're building relationships and you're impacting people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine you ever thought it would be like that when you said, I'll go ride, you know, drive for transit. The lives you're impacting.
Yeah, you're right. Here's a good story. Yesterday, I picked up a fella. His name's Mike. I hadn't seen Mike in 6 to 8 months. I was wondering about him. A year or so ago, I was taking him to job interviews. He's riding my bus to go to job interviews. And, you know, I talked to him, hey, good luck on your job interview. And after 2 interviews, he got the job. So I congratulated him on that. And then I was taking him to work for a while. But I hadn't seen him for 6 to 8 months. And he got on my bus yesterday. He was living in a men's shelter. Now, because of transit, being able to get back and forth to work, he's got an apartment, and he's got a good job. So
that's awesome.
That's a good story about the transit. That's what we're about, helping people in the community.
And we can stop this interview now. You're not top
of
that.
No.
That's awesome. You can't top that one.
You are top of that thing.
You cannot top that one.
Anything for the future that folks need to know about?
Yeah. You know, for us, for the future, again, we're going to continue to grow transit. Well, like we always say, we're just getting started here. So you're going to see that increase in frequency. We did also increase the hours of service on the fixed routes. So it used to be 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Now it's 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. that you can ride the routes. And also, we are putting up 3 new bus shelters in Licking County. So excited for this. We will have 2 at the downtown library on the north side of the street, on the south side, and then 1 at Cedar and Main Street. So 3 new bus shelters, nice amenities for people waiting for the buses. And then beyond that, we will continue to look at our transit development plan to say, where are we today? Where do we need to go tomorrow? And with that, we realized that we need to make connections to Aetna, Pataskala, and also to Johnstown, New Albany. That's very important for us, and we've heard that feedback saying, hey, when is that coming for our area? We will continue to grow this. This is our plan, and to serve the community well. But those are the things we're looking at for the future. Another thing we're working on is mobility hubs for Western Licking County, because we realize that we need to make connections to COTA. Maybe it's Delaware County, Knox County, Fairfield County coming in together so people can get to the jobs here in Licking County, or vice versa, you know, to move to the other counties, you know, whatever the need is. Healthcare needs here in Licking County so that you can get here to LMH or whatever it would be. And so we're excited to make those connections. So we're doing a study on mobility hubs for Western Licking County as well. So
I would imagine that Johnstown route might be a little tough. I mean, I know the population is kind of growing in that part of the county, but right now with all the construction, just picking your way through the countryside to get there. I think logistically about what transit does as, you know, kind of roads and all that kind of stuff and population. But then, I mean, all the infrastructure stuff that's going on right now, I would feel like that might be a bigger part of the puzzle.
You know, that really is, because we implemented a new CAD AVL system last year, which is computer aided dispatch automatic vehicle locator systems. So it's basically coordinating your trips, saying you'll need 15 minutes from this house to this location, 20 minutes here. Man, that's almost thrown out the window at times. When you go to Western Licking County, you get in some of that traffic, mm-hmm. and it's just dead stopped. So those are the things we have to manage, and that is a challenge for us. Mm-hmm. But I don't see that stopping anytime soon, right?
Mm-hmm. No,
so
it
doesn't seem
all.
Like not construction traffic.
No,
crazy.
Not at all. And Jess will get mad at us if I don't ask you about, you know, we talk about the economic impact, but environmental impact as well is unbelievable. With what you folks have been able to do. See, Jess, I got it in so you don't
She
know
did. Yeah. Okay, so public transit, yeah, for environmental impact, it saves the United States 6 billion gallons of gasoline annually. So you're reducing air pollution, improves fuel efficiency, reduces road congestion, which we're just talking about, right?
Right on.
So those things are very important. Also, you know, going back to the economic impact, again, every dollar invested in public transit has up to a $5 economic return. And you think about the cost of car ownership, it's up to $12,000 or $13,000 per year. And studies show that that's 16 cents of every dollar that you're spending on transportation, which is the second highest cost behind housing. So transportation is important and definitely a great need here.
Mm-hmm. All right. This is your chance to make us look like complete fools, like we need any help doing it.
Oh, are we doing this again?
Yes, we are.
It's time. Transit
said,
trivia.
I already said to him, I'm like, really? I think this is Jess's way of getting even worse.
It is, for sure.
Yeah. Try to roll out.
She's behind the scenes on this one.
Be nice, yeah, and this is how we get paid.
Okay. All right. Here comes our first question. This is a softball, an easy one for you guys.
Oh, it's so setting us up right
setting
there.
You up. How many total routes does Licking County Transit have? So how many do we have? Number one, A, is it one route, B, three, C, five, or D, seven?
I already gave the answer.
You gave the answer.
So I will defer to my...
I think you buzz in and say five, right?
You yes, got it. Okay, this said. Was a soft one. Now they get a little harder here. Question number two. Which of the following ways does public transit benefit the environment? A, reduces air pollution. B, improves fuel efficiency. C, reduces road congestion. Or D, all of the above.
D.
All right. You guys are two for two here. Now,
those were pretty easy.
Pretty easy. Now, this is a tough one here. Last one. What percentage of trips on public transit have a direct impact on the local economy? A, 13. B, 56, C, 75, or D, 87. A direct impact on the local economy.
I was going to guess 100. I was going to guess high.
I was going to guess high, too, but I don't know. I'll go the top one.
You guys got it, man. Three for three. Mm-hmm. Great job. Yeah. So, excellent job. 87
nice.
Was it.
The first
yes.
time we got a perfect score from
yes.
Licking County
Good
Transit.
Job.
It's all because of you, Jeff. Well, I want to thank you for
yes.
coming.
You're
yes.
a
you
luck charm, brother.
To come in anytime.
Yeah.
No, Matt, I do appreciate it. But if folks want more information, I tell people to go to the Facebook page because you talked about Jess doing a great
job. She's done a wonderful job
there.
Yes.
Is that the best place if folks want updates, if they need to see what's going on with transit? Is that the best way to do it?
I would say it is. There's a couple of options there. You can go to our website as well, LincolnCounty.gov, and you can plug into transit there, and all the information is there. Also, you can come down and stop down and see us if you're interested in a position or if you would like to learn more in person, 745 East Main Street. Come on in. We'll give you a tour if we have the time there and we can fit you in. But we'll also tell you about transit and what we do and what we offer to the community. I think Facebook's probably the best. Jess, anything that I missed on that one? Good. Thumbs up over there.
Nice.
Yeah.
We get the trivia answers, and you get a thumbs up.
Thumbs up from Jess. We did all right.
I don't know. I know it's Wednesday, but I'd go home for the rest of the
week. I think I will. Yeah. I'm clocking out.
Just go ahead and go home.
That's right.
At this point. Well, I appreciate it, as always, having you guys in to talk about transit. I've said from day one, this is the most important, impactful thing I've seen in the 19 years I've been down here now. It is. It's a game changer, Matt. It really is. It's a game changer.
Well, thank you so much for having us on, and we appreciate the community support. We couldn't do this without everyone working on this together. And, again, thanks for what you do, helping us to share the message of transit. We appreciate it.
I'm never going to tell Jess no.
Right? We don't either. We never tell her no. I don't want to get on that bad side.
Hey, be sure to join us on Friday's Talk of the Town. Michelle Hyman with Adult Court Services will be in to talk about their day reporting, new program that they've got going on. So that'll be on Friday's Talk of the Town with Michelle Hyman with the Adult Court Services here in King County.